T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us this morning here, Lindsay Williams. She stopped in. She is a state senator from the 38th Senatorial District here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Nice to meet you, Lindsay. And as we were talking about your district and how redistricting is changing things, your district covers an amazing array of this community. So give us just a general scope of the 38th.
So it's a little piece of the city of Pittsburgh, so the East End, East Liberty, Lincoln Larimer, Highland Park, Homewood. Then it crosses the river, and I get Sharpsburg all the way up, all the river towns up to Natrona Heights, and then I go out west through Ross and McCandless, out to the county line and Pine Richlands. So I got everything from city, suburban, rural. I got pig farms and steel mills and goat farms, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's a pretty diverse group of communities there. That's amazing.
It is. I'm always learning something new.
Now, this is your first term. You came in 2018. So you're coming up for re-election. Are you going to throw your hat in the ring again? Because I'm interested in politics, but I don't have enough guts to put my name on a ballot. How tough is that, and what's that like, that energy you get?
It's very tough, and sometimes when people ask me, why did you run? I'm like, because I'm a little crazy. Because you have to be a little crazy to do this, because it's a lot of hard work. But I really enjoy the work I get to do to help constituents, more so the day-to-day than the in Harrisburg. So the getting somebody their unemployment, helping them get a pothole filled on their road, like the stuff that really, like, day-to-day is affecting people, that gets you through when you're driving back and forth on the turnpike to Harrisburg.
And how did you spend your career prior to getting into politics at a big level? I mean, state senator, it's a big job.
So I came out to Pittsburgh for law school at Duquesne, fell in love with Pittsburgh, and I've spent my career in workers' rights and education policy. So I worked for the Teamsters Union, the Steelworkers, and my job right before running was I worked for the Pittsburgh Federation of Teachers.
Okay, that's an important job, and that's the big line item budget number is education, correct?
Yes,
in the state budget.
Yes, it is, and now I'm the minority chair of the Senate Education Committee, so I spend a lot of my time talking about how we fund our public schools from K-12 all the way up to higher education.
Well, that's really interesting, because yesterday I saw a survey come out. It's a small survey by the Commonwealth Foundation, said the average grade, regardless of politics, of the system was a C, like a straight C. There's a lot of work to do there, a lot of things to clear up. So how are things progressing in the education system here?
So right now we're trying to make sure that we fully fund our schools and really fund our mental health supports in our schools. We had a challenge prior to the pandemic, but after the pandemic, our kids, our students, all our kids, our adults in the classroom are really struggling with mental health. And so how can we get more counselors, school therapists, social workers in the classroom?
The president mentioned that last night in his address, saying that they needed more counselors, more nurses in the schools. Governor Tom Wolf joined us on Tuesday, and he had been talking about the $2 billion in money from the COVID relief money that is sitting in the bank accounts of the Commonwealth. I asked him if we could use some of that money for school security. Has that come up?
That has come up. Both security in terms of, you know, making sure there's metal detectors and new front doors, that sort of thing. But really, when you're talking about security in the schools, you're talking about all those supports that make it easier to take care of the people in the classroom. And that is long term. We have that safe to say, the Attorney General call in with threats. 80% of those threats are suicide ideation, self-harm. They're mental health supports that are starting at the basis of what we're seeing in violence in our communities.
Mm-hmm. We're with Senator Lindsay Williams, and Senator, as this is not going away, this school security issue. You would think in this day and age, with electronics alone, we could have better surveillance that would be very inexpensive, really, when you consider how inexpensive cameras can be and keeping track of things. I know it's not a Pollyanna conversation. There has to be some practical things that can be done.
Yeah, but we've underfunded our schools at a state level and relied on local property taxes for a long time. So you have schools that don't have enough books, don't have enough basic supplies. We're not even talking high-tech security. We're talking basic things that these schools don't have. So we have a long way to go, and we have, fortunately, we have billions of dollars in federal dollars and surplus that we could spend on our schools.
Yeah, but it's important that that money is a one-time
So the COVID money is one-time, right, but we also have a budget, $9 billion budget surplus.
Okay, what else are you working on in your district? I know you have an event today, a golf tournament. Larry and I are going to one as well.
Yep.
Besides the golf tournament, where you like to go to heckle people, right?
That's what I do. Well, I don't golf.
What are you working on?
So we have a bunch of community events coming up in all the communities around Hampton, Richland, Pine. I'll be bouncing around. We put a table there to have people meet us where they are. They come up to us with all kinds of issues. But my favorite one is on Sunday, which is the Cheswick Strawberry Festival.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, I love strawberries. And if you can get me outside talking to constituents and then I get to eat strawberry shortcake and whipped cream, I'm good.
Cheswick,
Sunday,
home
yeah,
of the purple
Sunday
elephant.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Where Chessie lives.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to visit us here at Totens in Wexford, part of your massive footprint of the 38th District.
Yep.
And we've got to talk again. We'd love to have you back on
I
the
would
show.
Love to.
Maybe have you come into the studio where we could spend an hour talking about the details.
I would love to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Lindsey Williams, Pennsylvania State Senator. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.